I do believe we're underestimating the impact of the pandemic on all the psychosocial dynamics and stress that is affecting everybody. And because of these stressors being under-examined and therefore not being responded to appropriately, all the unhealthy behaviors are at risk of increasing. So as we talk about gender-based violence and intimate partner violence, we can appreciate that if we have individuals who believe that they are supposed to have power and control, and they don't feel a sense of power and control, they will do things to try to reinforce their need for and fuel their identity around power and control, which of course can lead to aggression, violence, and rape. If you have people in relationships that have had challenges before and they have not dealt with them and now they're forced to be together, they don't have any other outlets, then conflict will increase. And if an individual has a propensity to use violence, it's going to occur more often. And that violence could be sexual abuse, it could be child abuse, elder abuse, all kinds of violent behavior. I think that therefore the pandemic is forcing us to shine a light, a spotlight, so to speak, on the issues of family violence. And there are national programs and regional programs, such as the Spotlight program that and UN and EU are facilitating, that are trying to help to identify the issues and design interventions that will address family violence in all its forms. But in summary, I think that it is a significant problem that too little attention is being paid to. And because it is complex, we run the risk of having very superficial responses when we do. We need to dig deeper, we need to take a deeper dive and appreciate the dynamics of violent behavior and then choose the most significant and most effective interventions. That's going to require a whole society response.